This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some results from the spring turkey hunt, as well as a look at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs and the catfishing they provide. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. In fact, it's amazing how much difference a few weeks can make in spring turkey hunting success. This became painfully evident for the many hunters that went out early this spring. Much of the better hunting in 2019 occurred during the later weeks of the season. The spring of 2019 arrived late for most of Illinois, and our force and its wild turkey inhabitants reacted to the cold weather with a later reproductive effort. The spring turkey hunt kicked off with cold conditions, and the trend continued as the season progressed. Still following the near five-week season that concluded May 16th, Illinois hunters bagged an unofficial total of 15,189 wild turkeys. The previous season, in 2018, showed a total of 13,494, so close to 2,000 birds more. In addition, early harvest figures show two local counties, Madison and Macoupin, among the dozens of counties yielding more than 200 birds each. The top five north zone counties for spring turkey hunting this year were Joe Davies with 541, Fulton with 402, Pike with 381, Hancock with 344, and Adams with 331. The top counties for the spring harvest in the south zone were Jefferson with 480, Randolph with 383, Marion with 328, Union with 310, and Pope with 310. In almost every case, the best hunting occurred during the later weeks of the season. This claim was an exception during the youth hunts held March 30th and 31st and April 6th and 7th. This is the second year that the youth season was open both weekends. During the special seasons that occurred before the regular hunts, you typically see the best of our hunting. This was the case again this year, however. Turkey hunters took a preliminary total of 6,607 wild turkeys during all of the segments in the South Zone, compared with 5,507 last year in the South. The North Zone preliminary harvest was 8,582 wild turkeys, compared with 7,987 in northern counties in 2018. It's important to note that all totals include the regular and youth season preliminary harvest figures. Locally, only Madison County lies in the South Zone. Calhoun, Green, Macoupin, Morgan, and Jersey all fall in the state's northern zone. In fact, bagging more birds than last year, Macoupin County hunters still finished among the state's best. Here, hunters bagged 270 spring birds compared to 223 a year ago. The Greene County harvest was also up, 170 birds compared to 139. Calhoun County hunters actually witnessed one of the greatest declines in success, their greatest rises in success, in fact. The Calhoun County harvest rose from last year, years 193 to 201, and Jersey County hunters bagged 169 birds up by five from last year. Madison County hunters experienced even better success. Here the harvest climbed from 151 birds last year to 220 this year. Morgan County hunters also found slightly more birds, taking a total of 130 birds, down from the 122 taken last spring. And the story was also good in Montgomery County, where hunters harvested 162 birds compared to 142 in 2018. Illinois hunters will have two more opportunities to capture their Thanksgiving meal. The fall archery season opens October 1st statewide, and the fall firearm turkey season in select counties begins on October 19th. And we do have some reports from each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the crappie are rated good. They're being taken from the shallow levels along the shorelines from the coves and along the shallow shorelines. Largemouth bass are rated good, too. They're being taken on spinnerbaits, fished in crankbaits, as well as jigs near woody cover. At Carlisle Lake in the state's southern reaches, the lake is at 445.7, falling slightly, and the water is a bit stained. It's in the lower 70s right now. Crappie are rated quite good. In fact, they're probably about the most popular fish right now among fishermen. Red and green jigs working about as good as anything, and the bass is rated excellent, largemouth bass. In fact, it took 21 pounds of bass to win the high school championship recently caught, recently fished at this lake. It would have been better had it not been windy the last few or several hours of the event. And catfish are rated excellent along the rocks. They're being caught in good numbers and being caught in all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And largemouth bass are rated good at Rand Lake, with minnows, spinnerbaits, rattle traps, and surface baits producing good numbers of fish. Crappie are rated good using small and medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink white tube jigs, and shallow water jigs, 2 to 5 foot deep. And the bluegill are rated good, fishing with small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets. And the channel catfish are rated excellent. Lots of these fish coming in on all types of live and commercial catfish baits, leeches, dip bait, channel catfish, all types of live baits. And the white bass are rated fair using inline spinners, curly tail jigs, and reports of fish are coming around at 154 bridges. So as you can see, there's lots of those fish coming in as well. And if you're looking for catfish, it's hard to beat these Corps of Engineer reservoirs. To say the catfish bites at a Corps of Engineer reservoirs is hot may be even something of an understatement. Boat anglers as well as those fishing shoreline are enjoying excellent success in all three locations. You see, it's catfish spawning time at Carlisle and Rend, and to a lesser degree at Shelbyville. Anglers who know these fish move into the waters along the riprap shorelines to spawn. Most years this creates something of a catfish feeding frenzy, and this year is no different. There's lots of fish being caught and good numbers as well. But when it comes to our core lakes, Rend may be the very best. The location provides good angling for channel and flathead catfish. Carlisle Lake is also a good bet for the fishermen in pursuit of 3 to 5 pound channel catfish. And the tailwaters of this huge reservoir is also a summer hotspot for catfish anglers. And Lake Shelbyville, to a lesser degree, is yielding good numbers of fish as well. They're being caught on all types of live and commercial catfish baits, and they're being caught out in the channel right now. So I think they'll be moving in shallow very quickly, too. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.